Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, you guys. Welcome. Wait, that was so weird because I always start with, hey, everyone. I'm like, wait a minute. I just threw myself off. Hey, guys. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. You know what else? I'm getting so distracted already. That's so weird to think about. One day I'll say, I'm your host, Gretchen Willman. That's so weird. That's so weird. I don't know. Maybe I'll just be like, my aunt kind of goes by her maiden name and her married last name. So maybe I'll just like say both, like interchangeably. I don't know. Welcome to this podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Willman. Really? I don't know. What do you guys think? Okay, stop the jibber jabber. No, there's going to be lots of jibber jabber. You guys know me. But as we can tell, this episode is just going to be all about owning a dog in your 20s. This was specifically requested by one of you. We're getting niche. I love it. I feel like I've been getting so many ideas from you guys recently in comments on my YouTube videos, on my podcast Instagram, which if you didn't know, it's just Happy Hour. It's like HAPPYHR on Instagram. And that's probably the easiest way if you like comment on one of those photos when I like promote my new episodes that I can see your podcast idea, topic recommendation. Because if it's like in a DM or somewhere else, it might get lost. But this I want to say was a comment on my recent YouTube video. I'm like, why are you guys requesting so many podcast topic ideas? And this one YouTube video, I must have talked about it in that video. I can't even remember. I'm like, guys, why are you writing this? I'm gaslighting you. I'm like, it makes no sense. And I literally asked. I remember saying something like, do you guys even know I have a podcast? I feel like I barely talk about it. And then I was like, do you care if I post once a month? I really want to do like twice a month. I used to do every week. I don't know. I did that. And some people were like, no, I literally only listen to podcasts that post on the same day every week. And I was like, wow, it was very insightful to read those comments because I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. And they're like, one girl was like, honestly, I have stopped listening to yours because whenever I look, there's not a new episode. And I'm like, wait, dang it, that's so sad. So I need to post more. But I'm like, do people really want to like hear me that much? But yeah, every other week I definitely can commit to. I don't know if I can do every week again because I was like, I literally am like out of ideas. Like I feel like I've talked about everything, but you guys were requesting like very niche things like this. And I'm like, wait, I need to just do that. Like, I love getting into the details, the nitty-gritty, focusing on one little thing for way too long. So it's perfect. Like, I'm sure I've talked about Brody, you know, in every single episode. But, like, to make one specifically all about him and just in the lens of owning a dog in your 20s was perfect. So, of course, I copied and pasted this comment. I don't have your username. I wish I could shout you out. I'm really sorry whoever commented this. You deserve a shout-out because I'm literally making an episode all in your comment. You know who you are. I'm really sorry. I don't know. Because I think I just copied the so it didn't have your name. Some lovely viewer of mine wrote in, would love a podcast about owning a dog in your 20s, the training process, things people might not know, etc. Because Brody seems so well trained, especially when he stays with your friends in different environments that he isn't used to. I'm like, oh, that is such a sweet comment. Can definitely do that. So just so you guys know, I'm having an amazing day so far, okay? Started out my day in my favorite way possible at SoulCycle. Got some Dua Lipa on the way there during the class. I'm literally thriving. I won't subject you to what I subjected my vlog to this morning. Maybe I should. Do you guys want to hear me sing? Try to sing. I'll give you a little snippet. This is me during the arm section of SoulCycle if you care. Just imagine me doing a bicep curl to the beat of me singing, okay? Ready? A one, two, a one, two, three. Need someone to hold me close. If anyone knows the vibes, you're probably like, I don't even know what song that is. Wait, what's it called? Training Season. That's what it's called. Anyway, I've been in my Dua Lipa era. So had a lovely morning. The sun is shining, okay? It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great episode. Also, you hear that? My favorite ice... Why am I going nuts? It's from this ice vanilla latte. I'm like, you hear that? It's the sound of happiness. My favorite ice vanilla latte around here. You know what? I need to stop. I say that about every ice vanilla latte. Newsflash, I'm going to love any oat milk ice vanilla latte that you make me. I'm like, best one I've ever had, hands down, 10 out of 10. You guys are so fed up with me on my Instagram. If I ever post a picture of an ice vanilla latte, everyone's like, girl, you literally say every single one that you get is the best one ever. Now it's just going to be a running joke. Every single day I post a picture of it on my Instagram story, I'm going to start being like, best cup of coffee I've ever had. Amazing, incredible. Can't get any better. But actually, this has been my favorite as of recent. Nearby, Sweet Kitchen in Montclair, New Jersey. Delicious. Their ice vanilla latte with oat milk. Chef's kiss is so good. I posted my story the other day. It's really about the ratio sometimes. Sometimes not enough ice. Way too much oat milk. Not enough espresso. This is the perfect ratio of ice to espresso to oat milk to vanilla syrup. It's perfect. So, as you can tell, I'm jazzed up. I'm hyper. I'm thriving. It's going to be a great day. You want to know why else it's going to be a great day? Because later on this afternoon, I'm going to go to New York City. Literally my ideal day. Ugh, it's going to be the best day ever. Why don't you all think that with me right now? If you're like driving to work in the rain, you're like, screw you. But it's going to be a great day. I'm even thinking the other day it was so rainy and dreary and Max and I went to Sweet Kitchen. We blasted Houdini, also Dua Lipa. I really am in my Dua Lipa era. Like, I'm loving her. And we had like a dance along, sing along in the car with our lattes, fed Brody a treat. Sometimes you just gotta make lemonade out of lemons. We just like danced in the rain a little bit, like literally. And yeah, if you don't think it's gonna be a great day, just tell yourself it's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be a great day. Okay, what am I trying to say? I'm going off the rails. I'm going to New York City later. My friend Sini. It's going to be so much fun. Like, literally, this is my favorite thing to say. Chatting with you guys. I met a bunch of you at SoulCycle. Feel like I'm just in touch with my community. Loving it. Brody is laying at my feet right now. My cuddly little king. Oh, that was him breathing. My little bestie. The sun's shining. I got to drive around my car, listen to some music, get my favorite breakfast, avocado, croissant, egg sandwich. If you want to know, and then my ice vanilla latte, and then I'm going to go to New York City, run around, shop, get more food, probably another latte, and have some girl time, and probably eat out some more. Like, how could today get any better? You know what I mean? You guys are like, zip it. That latte is definitely hitting. You're so hyper. Just imagine you guys talking back to me right now, like we're having a conversation. Anywho, that's today. Past 2 weeks since I last spoke with you. You know what this podcast is starting to feel like? I feel like I sent you a voice note 2 weeks ago and you like got back to me and now I'm just getting back to you like 2 weeks later. Like this is your other like 1 hour voice note. Okay, you, do any of your friends do that? Do they like text you and you're like, oh gosh, if I'm getting a text from that, if it's a voice note, it's gonna be 7 minutes long. Like this is a podcast. I gotta settle in. To have my snack, my water. I have to be prepared to listen to this. Maybe I'll listen to it on a walk, on the treadmill. Because it's going to be a long one. I have one friend in specific. Actually, no, two friends. Should I call them out? Louisa, I love you so much. Whenever you send me a voice note, I know it's going to be a podcast. And I'm going to get all the deets, all the tea. And there's this one TikTok. Have you guys seen that one TikTok? And it's like my friend sending me voice notes. Like, and it's like them talking. But they'll just be like, wait, where was I? Oh, yeah. Anyway. And they're just like literally stream of consciousness, just like chatting. That's Louisa and Lucy, my twin sister Lucy, will literally send me like an 8 minute voice note. And I'm like, girl, to that point, I'm like, guys, just take a video of yourself talking to me. Like, I just want to like see, like, send me like a TikTok of you talking. Like, just post it on TikTok for me. You know what I mean? I don't know. Make a YouTube video out of it. Give me the whole spiel. Anyway, okay. What am I saying? Past 2 weeks, we're catching up in this voice note that I'm texting you. It's actually really cute if you think of it that way. Okay, focus, Gretchen. Max got called back up. We're in New Jersey. I would start like talking into the clouds and I'm like, la la. And then I'm like, Gretchen, focus. Look at your notes. Look at your notes. You have this written down. You planned for this to stay on track. As I was saying, we're in New Jersey. since he got called back up, playing for the Devils, which is so fun. I feel like he's good luck whenever the Flyers or the Devils play at UBS, play the Islanders. I feel like he always plays in those games, so it was so fun that he did the other day because my family on Long Island got to come, my bestie Caitlin, and it was just so fun to go to that all together. And I just love being here because I got my sweet kitchen. I got my soul cycle. Got New York City at my fingertips, so close by. Speaking of New York City, last week was so much fun in New York. I went for 2 days to visit KP and Louisa. And we went to Soul Cycle. We got pop-up bagels. We ordered sushi. We did all the things. And then Max ended up having an off day, so he got to join us. Whenever Max and I are in New York, we're on our worst behavior. We're like, should we just, I don't know, go to a club, get a table, do some crazy dinner for like 5 hours and invite everyone we know. I don't know. We're always, we just want to have fun and be social whenever we're in New York. So we literally impromptu, we're like, okay, let's invite like 12 people to dinner again. And I feel so choogy being like, we had to catch. But actually though, like I love their food. And I feel like since it's so big, they always have room for big reservations. So it was so much fun. Some of his besties that are in New York, some of my besties. It was a ball. It was a great time. Then the last 3 days, as I'm recording this, I spent in Utica, drove back upstate where our house is for this hockey season to unpack my clothes, do some laundry, pack again. You guys know the drill. It's good whenever they're on the road here. I'm like, okay, I gotta like go get my life together, get our packages, appointments. I had a laser appointment scheduled, so that worked out well because I was gonna go back at that time anyway to do laundry and stuff, you know, just get shit done. Side note, I'm thinking of, because I did laundry, shout out one of my sponsors recently on YouTube. Okay, you guys, I've been using for my laundry these past couple months these things called Eco Sheets from Earth Breeze. Have you guys ever used them? It's made laundry like so fun and easy. And we still have not done laundry here at the hotel because I'm always just like, I'll have to go back soon anyway and just do it there. But I actually brought them with me this time because I'm like, I'm not bringing a big, heavy jug of Tide, you know? But these are like thin little, like they almost look like dryer sheets, but they're like laundry detergent sheets. And you literally just throw them on top of your laundry and it like is the detergent. I don't know. I think it's so cool. It's like eco-friendly and all that. So if you guys use those, am I like living under a rock that I haven't heard of these? That's just been, side note, fun to do my laundry with them. Then last night, got back yesterday, got ready so quick, went to Nicki Minaj because I'm having deja vu. I was telling my vlog how I found out recently that I don't know if like every NHL team is like this, but since the Devils play at the Prudential Center here in Newark, they get tickets, I think, to every concert, like in a suite that is at the Prudential Center. And I'm like, wait a second, how did I not know about this? That's so fun. So a bunch of us girls went to Nicki Minaj. It was a blast. And now I'm like, I think we should be taking advantage of this. Like, tomorrow's Kane Brown. I want to go. This coming week is Drake. Cross your fingers we're still here. We could go to Drake in a suite. Like, that is so cool. What a cool little perk. Anyway, that's that. Also, I have to say, because I did this before Nicki Minaj, to go along with day, the sun is shining. Got my vanilla latte. Also, this episode is about Brody. Talk about an ideal day. He's who I can't shut up about the most. He's literally my favorite thing in the world. To make it even better, I'm also freshly self-tanned. Like, nothing could be better. I'm just thriving. I'm like, you know, I'm so happy. I'm so beautiful. I'm so, no, I'm kidding. But I am actually feeling a lot more beautifuler because I self-tanned yesterday before Nicki Minaj. I'm like, I'm just trying to like thrive at this concert and like look hot. So I feel like I haven't self-tanned in a minute because it gets all tricky with laser. You can't really have tan, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I just had my appointment. I'm going to self-tan. It's crazy how much a coat of self-tan can help you out mentally. At least for me, I'm like, I'm in my winter blues. I've never been more pale. I look like sickly, fresh coat of self-tan. And I'm like twerking to Nicki Minaj and Dua Lipa and I'm doing great. Now, to really thrive, all I think I need is to be blonder again. So you were probably like, Gretchen, no, we're on our healthy hair journey. But if I get a little bit blonder again, I think I'll be right in the world, okay? You know, this is my sign. My bestie KP yesterday texted me getting her hair done. fresh set of foils, highlights. I'm like, shut up, I'm so jealous. And she literally, you guys, when she sent me this picture, she said, I just had to let you know the bleach told me that it misses you. And I was dying laughing. I was like, shut up right now. This is my sign. Going back tomorrow, I'm making an appointment. Oh, man. Anyway, interrupting super quick to tell you guys about BetterHelp. This episode is actually brought to you by BetterHelp, and I know I've talked about how much therapy has helped me in my life, and if you've ever considered therapy, now could be a good time to try out BetterHelp. Therapy can help you talk through and find what matters most so that you can do more of it, especially because I feel like there's this stigma that you've had to have gone through a lot to go to therapy, but I think it can also just be helpful if you're feeling a little lost, maybe you want some guidance in life. I also always say that I feel so empowered seeking therapy, like I'm doing the best job of taking care of myself, which is so true. It always just feels like your therapist can offer an alternative viewpoint or ask a question that really gets me thinking as well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online and so convenient and flexible. You just fill out a short questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is so nice to make sure that it's a good fit. Visit betterhelp.com/Gretchen today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Gretchen. Now let's get back into the episode. Next episode, I realized, is going to go up in 2 weeks. I'm going to be at freaking Coachella, you guys. I can't believe I'm going back. I feel like I say that every year. I'm like, oh, I say I won't go back. I won't go again. Twist my arm. I'm back. I always get convinced. And honestly, what really made me want to go back this year, I feel like my first year had a great experience. Second year, I was like, okay, this is a lot. Like, I probably just was like doing way too much, getting there too early, staying too late, after parties, like running myself into the ground, feeling sick, whatever. But I feel like now I have the experience I would like myself to have at Coachella by taking it easy, maybe sleeping in, going later in the day, not staying too late, like taking care of myself a little bit more. I'm growing up, maybe not being like way too hungover. And where we stayed last year was like the most magical place ever nearby. This house is insane. My management company does a big trip. Last year was just unreal. And I'm like, oh, I will go back to that house any chance I get. Like, that's what I'm most excited for, to just where we stay is just amazing. And then obviously Coachella is fun too. But like, you guys, I don't even have my outfits together. I got nothing planned. I got to figure that out. Like, I really got to figure that out because it's 2 weeks away. I can't believe the next episode is going to be up and we're going to be there. So I'll record it before then, but maybe while I'm there, I could record with some of the other girls there because it's going to be a big group with my management again. I really need to be on it and like plan to do that and ask the girls ahead of time because I literally packed my whole setup to St. Lucia and I was like, oh, I'll record with Arissa, and then didn't make time for it and we didn't. But like, and Talitha too, I'd love to have her on. So maybe I'll try to do at least the two of them at Coachella. I got to like book an appointment with them. Schedule a little moment if there's free time, but Coachella is just like, it's just like fun. And so I don't want to be like, hey, want to chat with me for my podcast for an hour? We're gonna like work a little bit, but we'll see, because that could be fun. Okay, finally getting to what I'm happy about. Happy quote or idea. Let's rock. You guys know I say that every episode. Happy about all my favorite things today that I've already discussed. I'm just feeling really grateful. That's what it comes down to. And you know what that is reminding me of is my two Finnish friends here. Okay? This applies a lot to this podcast, the Happy Hour podcast. I was chatting with them last night on the way to Nicki Minaj, and I was like, girls, riddle me this. I've been meaning to ask you. Everyone says, like statistically in the world, that Finnish people are the happiest people. Like, the people that live in Finland, I think, are like reportedly the happiest. So I'm like, spill the tea. What's the deal? Why are you guys so happy? What's going on? And I remember one of them telling me earlier in the year that I think it's so north that in the winter it's like dark most of the hours of the day, and in the summer it's a light a lot of the hours of the day, kind of like Alaska, I think. So I'm like, wait, in the winter it's mostly dark? Isn't that depressing? You guys are the happiest? What? What's going on? What's in the water? What's happening? And it was so interesting hearing what they were saying last night. Side note, I just love that, well, number one, Max's career. It's just a really big plus that, like, obviously it brings us, like, moving around all over, away from friends and family. But the fact that it comes in with like friends for me to hang out with, like all of his teammates, wives and girlfriends, that's so fun and like such a blessing. And each year, every new city we're in, whatever, it's just so fun to meet new people. I feel lucky. I'm like very extroverted. You guys can probably tell. So I'm always like, oh my gosh, hi, what's your name? Tell me everything. Fill me in. We're going to be best friends. And so it's just like fun for me. And it's just so fun. What I was getting to is like meeting girls from all over and like learning from them. And yeah, yesterday I went with a girl from the Czech Republic and then two girls from Finland. And I'm like, this is so cool. Just hearing about where they're from, or like, I love hearing all the little differences here. They'll be like, oh, what, you don't, like we were talking about healthcare last night. I don't know. Like that's like a big, you know, scary thing, but like just little words that we say different or things that we do different, or like they couldn't believe the restaurant we went to was like BYOB, and they were like, what? Like what's happening? And so just little things like that. It's just so fun. And I love like, you know, American things that they haven't done or tried or whatever, like getting to bring them to do stuff is like literally my favorite thing. I'm like, oh, you haven't had this before or that, like we're doing it. Like, I don't know. I can't even think of a specific example, but anyway, so it's just always so fun to hear them like explain things. So I'm like, okay, tell me why everyone in Finland's so happy. And it was really interesting hearing them break it down. And they were like, actually, we were just talking about this the other day because they were listening to this podcast in Finland and they were talking about it being from there. Like, we're reportedly, you know, the happiest people. So like, what's the deal? What's happening? And both of them told me how they're like, you know, we don't think it's like actually like happy. They're like, maybe it gets like lost in translation a little bit, like so happy smiling. Cause they're like, if you're there, or they're like, if you notice, like we are a little more reserved and like calm, like in our culture, and we're not like running around smiling, like jumping up and down, like happy per se, or how they think of happy. They're like, I think it's more, we all feel very like grateful there, and we all feel very like fulfilled, they were saying. And I'm trying to think of the other word they're using. They feel very content and satisfied. That's what they're using. They're like, I think it's not like happiest. I think we're the most satisfied, which I guess is like happy. Because I think they're like, people there are just happy with what they have. They're content. They're satisfied. They're like, life is good. And I just love that perspective. This brings us to our idea or quote for today, which goes along with this. I was just thinking of just being grateful for what you have and being grateful for all your little things and every day. Like for me, that's literally sunshine and like waking up to Brody and like nuzzling my face in his fuzzy golden fur. I'm like, what could go wrong? Life is good. So I just loved hearing about that from them. I want to hear them talk about Finland more. Now I want to go. And they are just, I love being around them. They're so grounded. They're so down to earth and fun. So there you go. That actually tells me a lot about the people from there, if they're anything like them. They're great. They're always down for a good time. Like no drama, easygoing, always want to do fun stuff. I just, love them. And I love that I get to make new friends. It's just been so fun. And like hearing all about where they're from and their friends and I don't know, all the little things. I was even like, wait, when you guys come here and you get phones, or like, does your health insurance work here? Okay, you got a new SIM card. Like, I just love hearing all that stuff. I'm like, wow. I take it for granted. I'm just like, la, 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 get to move all around. But I'm like, wow, this is like a whole process where you're like, okay, you come with your dog, so the dog has to go on the plane, and then you got to make sure back home. Like, so many things, and like the time change and talking to your family and whatever. So I just love hearing about that from them. I love their like fresh perspective on everything here. So yes. Be grateful for what you have. I wrote this in my notes, you guys. With that being said, if you're not grateful for what you have, get a dog. I'm kidding. I'm like, if you can't think of things that you're grateful for in your life, literally go get a dog. And that is what you're going to be the most grateful for, I promise. Segueing into the topic of this episode, I'm totally kidding. You have things to be grateful for. But I will say, the joy in your heart will grow times 100 if you have a dog. That's just been my experience. I like don't know how else to put it. The number one thing overall with getting Brody is that I guess I didn't realize is that the capacity at which I could feel happiness literally increased. And I didn't even know that that could happen. I'm just like, my heart literally grew. There's a whole section for him. And I'm like, he made me happier in ways that I've never felt before that I didn't even know I could, like, he's just my whole heart, you know? Okay, so let's get into Brody. You guys know our golden retriever, Brody. He's almost 4 years old. I can't even believe it. He's going to be four in 2 months. COVID puppy. And what else do you need to know about him? He's golden in color. He's 70 pounds. He's not even that big for a male. I feel like the males get a little bit bigger. But he's perfect. And I love him so much. And he is such a good boy. He's such a good dog. He's laying right below me, keeping me company for this podcast, you guys. I can't. My life, like, revolves around him. But I wouldn't want it any other way. Like, he's just perfect. So, thinking back, I have to mention this. Max and I look back and are like, why the F did we think it was a good idea to get a dog 1 year into our relationship? 1 year. Okay, maybe a year and like a couple months change. Like a year and like 3 months or 4 months. That's how long we had been dating when we got Brody. And we were like, any of our couple friends that have been together a year, we probably would be like, do not get a dog. Wait a little bit of time. And I was, what, 22? Like, you know, in hindsight, kind of dumb. Obviously don't regret it. Thank goodness it all worked out. But we're like, what the heck? We must have known deep down. Like, I just feel like very early on when we started dating, we're like, okay, this is different than when we did other people. Like, this feels like a long-term thing. We're just very compatible. We're very, like, emotionally in tune with each other and, like, mature in our love for one another. And it just felt different, you know? And just, like, the day we started dating, we just started talking about our golden retriever. I don't know what it was. I guess we both just had this, like, obsession with goldens and like idea that we wanted a golden, and people would be like, oh, how did you pick the breed? Like, we're like, we didn't even consider any other breed. I think I just always saw them and thought they were the cutest dogs in the world and so sweet. And Max never had dogs growing up. I had Great Danes growing up, and I was just like, I'm gonna have a golden. They're just adorable and perfect. And Max is like, I want a golden. So that was like never a question. And then boy or girl, I think Max definitely wanted a boy dog. And I've heard that if you always had like one gender of dog, to just stick with that, like that's what you know. And I always grew up with boy dogs, so that was easy. Knew we wanted a boy golden, so that was like a pretty simple decision. We were like literally babies when we got him, but it was just the best thing ever and like the perfect timing. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel both ways. I was going to say, I feel like it should feel like the right time to get a dog. You should definitely feel prepared for puppyhood at the very least. It's a lot. But then also, is it like sometimes people are like, oh, you never know if you're ready for kids. Like you just do it and then it's great. Like you're never actually ready. But I did feel like for a dog, I did feel ready. Like I'm like, I'm ready. I want this puppy in my arms. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to train it. I'm ready to take it out every 10 minutes when it's like potty trained. Like I'm ready. I was just so ready for that. And yeah, you just really need to have the right mindset if you're going to get a puppy, because it's a lot of work and it will get better over time. You guys will get used to each other. They will grow up. Their bladders will get bigger, so they will not pee inside as much and they can get potty trained and they can, you know, have more time inside, that you can leave them for more than an hour and they'll be okay, you know? Also, I have to say that COVID was just such an ideal time because we had nothing else going on. But also, which is crazy, is we actually put in a deposit with our breeder to get him February. I remember it was Valentine's Day. It was February 14th of 2020. So before we even knew COVID was a thing, obviously, or was coming, we were just like, we're ready. We're going to get a puppy this spring. Let's go. And that worked out very well that we did that, because of course right when like March, April came along, everyone was trying to get puppies because they were like, we're stuck at home. And so then it was like really hard to get puppies during that time because there was like a shortage. Everyone was trying to get them. But so luckily we already like had our deposit in. We still had to wait a while though, and we didn't get Brody till July. He was born in May. We got him 8 weeks old when he was a teeny tiny little tater tot. And yeah, I will say I think that is like a big reason he turned out so perfect, because training is just so important early on, and like potty training and like little obedience things, having them listen to you, like having the right dynamic, but really giving them so much love. I've heard this about like human babies, that there's like studies that you literally cannot give them enough love. Like you just have to show them like so much love and care and they'll like be all the better for it. Sorry if you can hear that. I feel like there's a hotel door, like in the hotel right now, I'm in the hallway. I think there's a door that keeps like swinging shut. So sorry if you hear that. If you hear like any noises in the hallway, it's because we're at a hotel. Anyway. Okay, now people are talking. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, that I kind of feel like puppies are that way too. Like babies, like we just gave him like so much love and attention as a puppy, but he wasn't like spoiled or anything like that. I just feel like since it worked out so well that it was COVID, we had nothing else going on. He literally never spent like a second alone, and he maybe had like two accidents inside, if that, because there was always someone there to take him out every 10 minutes. It was me, Max, sister, mom, grandpa, all together during COVID. And Brody was like our number one favorite thing, like bringing us joy. And so he trained like so quickly because he just learned like, okay, I go potty outside. I just feel like it's so much harder if you are working a 9-to-5 and like someone can't be home with them. Really, like, I don't even know, you would like need help because they cannot be alone for like 8 hours, you know, like come on your lunch break, but then they're only going to crate all day. It's like so sad. That's probably how it has to be for like a lot of dogs, but it just worked out really well that like we didn't have to do that. And yeah, we just also had the mindset of like we were just so excited for him and so obsessed that like I feel like we heard this somewhere, and we both definitely had this mindset of like any accident he had or anything wrong per se that he did, we more took it of like, oops, that's on us, like we made a mistake. Like if he peed inside, we're like, whoopsie, we took him out 30 minutes ago and we should have taken him out again. Like that's on us if he tinkled inside, or like, you know, like we just more so thought of it as us instead of being like, oh my God, this freaking puppy is like a nightmare, you know. But I do feel like it's just all about your mindset, because I like really prepared Max because he never had a puppy, and I'm like, they are hard. Like they are like constant work. I mean, thinking back, like I am very grateful that we just had nothing else going on because we were able to devote like so much attention to him. But I think about when we got our golden doodle, my mom's Teddy golden doodle, when we were freshmen in college, maybe over like winter break. I remember being home and my parents are working full time and we're like making plans, running around with people, and he would like tinkle inside and whatever, and we'd be like, oh my gosh, this dog keeps like tinkling inside. And it was just like felt like so much, but it's because our mindset was like, oh, we're like living our life doing things and like someone has to take care of this puppy. But then with Brody, I was like, this is my full-time job, like everything else comes second, you know. So it was definitely mine. But I also have to say too, like we're very lucky that that was able to be, as I'm sure that's like very not common. Maybe if you work from home, you can really, you know, work with your little puppy a bunch. You're probably still busy working from home, but I don't know. I just feel like it's so hard. I know so many people that would like love to have a dog, but they're like, I'm in office like 9-to-5, like maybe a lunch break, but I just can't do that to a dog. Like maybe later in life, if my, you know, I have a partner, if they work from home, if I work from home, it becomes more flexible, whatever, like dog walker, if you're, I don't know, parents can help out for a little bit, like whatever it is, because they are hard as a puppy, but it does get better quickly because they grow. And yeah, I just feel like that attention and like training, like I was saying early on, is so important. Brody did puppy class very early on for like simple commands. Also, we would work with him on simple commands. It's hard to think back. It's so funny. I feel like people say that about like kids do whatever. You're like, oh my gosh, now that I can't even remember like what age he was with certain things. But I remember we trained him to go potty outside with like the bell at the door, and we would hit his paw with the bell every time we'd go out to go potty. So then they start to learn like, oh, the bell means go outside and go potty. So they start to ring the bell with their paw when they have to go outside. And that was so helpful when he was little, because he never had accidents, because he would go up to the door, hit the bell with his paw and sit there and wait and look at us. So we knew we had to go out, because it's hard if like they didn't know, you know. And then I remember the bell started like scratching up our wall, ripping off all the paint. We're like, okay, we're done with these. And then he just started going to the door and would like bark or whine or something. So I think he still would do that, but he's so funny. He is like literally a couch potato. He is a cat. He sleeps all day. I'm not kidding you guys. It'll be like 10 hours and he's just like sleeping. And I'm like, sir, is your bladder okay? Like we have to go. Like he won't get out of bed some mornings. And I'm like, we have to go outside. You have to go to the bathroom. Hello. Like, are you good? But yeah, that's just like one thing as a puppy. We didn't do pee pads. Maybe if you're in an apartment, if that's like unavoidable, you can. But I just like never did that. I feel like those are probably hard to get away from if they learn to start going inside and then going outside. But again, if you like have to, I guess you can. I just never did that. I'm not really a fan of that. And I'm just thinking of things early on. This is something that trainers never liked, or like, I don't think, but it did work for us. He's always been a grazer, which is weird because I never had dogs like that. Like you always fill up their bowl and they scarf it down right away. Or no, wait. maybe one of our gray teens was like that, but I feel like the other one was also a grazer. Like, we would just put food in it when the bowl was empty, and he would eat here and there. Because I remember when we got him from the breeder, I remember saying, oh my gosh, wait, how much do we feed him and when, whatever. And she was like, when his bowl's empty, put food in it. And I was like, wait, what? But like, how much and when? And she was like, Gretchen, when the bowl's empty, put food in it. That's all. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, that's what I've always done with him. He knows how to graze and he'll eat however much he wants to whenever he wants to. I'm like, yeah. But then it's still hard because I don't know like how much he's eating. He's eating too much or too little. But that's just what's always worked for us. And when his bowl's empty, I put food in it and he eats here and there whenever he wants. And I kind of feel like it's a good thing. See, I feel like our trainers would always be like, we don't promote grazing. Like, you should have a whole routine when you feed them breakfast and dinner and have them like sit. And it's kind of like a transaction thing. Like, if they behave and they are obedient and then you feed them, it's like a reward kind of thing. So they didn't like that we always just had it out. But I kind of think it's been a good thing because I feel like it's made him really not that food driven because it's always there. He's not too bad with like begging and stuff. Actually, guys, what's crazy is the first 6 months we had him, he didn't have a piece of human food. So he never came to the table. He never would beg, nothing, because he never tried it. So I don't think he knew that how good it was. And then I will never forget the day me and my friend Louisa gave him a piece of chicken. We like grilled chicken for chicken Caesar salads, gave him a piece of chicken. The entire time we ate our dinner, he barked at us the whole time. I was like, Louisa, what have we done? We created a monster. So now he'll beg more because now we give him human food sometimes, little pieces here and there. So he knows how good it is. So wouldn't recommend that. So if you can like avoid that for a while, I just feel like they behave better and less food driven. But that's, again, the grazing thing is just us. I feel like a lot of dogs probably would scarf down the bowl in 2 seconds. And if you kept filling it up, they'd keep eating until they're sick. So yeah, that's just him. Take it with a grain of salt. But maybe if they were like that before, you could do that. I think it just like depends on the dog. Okay, to keep talking about training, he graduated his puppy training probably between like 4 and 6 months old. I can't even remember. I remember having his little diploma and we'd go to class each week with other puppies. I feel like it was good for like socializing and just learning like all the basic commands. And he was definitely good after that, but not great. We're like, oh, he comes if you call him, kinda. If he feels like it, he'll heal like a little bit and then I'll start pulling on the leash, stuff like that. So I'm like, eh. And then what happened was like a year later, he's 1 and a half and I was going to Hawaii for like 2 weeks and Max had all these away games. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I got to have someone watch him for 2 weeks. And I'm like, you know what? Two birds with one stone. My one friend always sent her dog away to like a camp with a trainer when they were young to get trained and they were like perfectly trained. And we had never done that with our dogs. So I'm like, I don't know, but I did so much research and I'm like, you know what? This program looks perfect. He's going to go live with his trainer for 2 weeks. You guys always ask me about this, so I have to mention it. As people are like, he's so well trained. Oh my gosh, he can walk with you off leash. Like, why is he such a good boy? Da, da, da. Literally because of this 2 weeks that he spent with his trainer. So I also worried like, oh, is it too late in his life? He's a year and a half. He's not that young. But I actually feel like it's a good thing that he was a year and a half because I feel like they retain the information better. I feel like if they're like 6 months, they might just lose it because they're like so young. So anyway, he's probably a year and a half, lived with a trainer for 2 weeks. You guys, when I tell you, I picked up Brody. He was a new dog. I'm like, are you sure this is Brody? He's like a robot. Like literally at first, he's a robot. I'm like, wait, does he still have a personality? Is he still gonna like be goofy and silly and the Brody I know? Like he literally would, I would be like, sit. And he would just sit there and like stare at me, unmoving at all like a robot. And he would heal and he would come perfectly and sit. And I'm like, how did you do this? What's going on? I'm like, wait, does he still have a personality? But the personality came back. Got a little bit more lax on the training now. I'm like, oh, he's still really good and listens mostly if he wants to. But I feel like that was such a game changer. And some people are very like wary about that. They're like, oh, they're so expensive. They listen to the trainer, not you, because you're not the one that trained him. But for us personally, it was expensive, but it was an investment I was willing to make. And it was so, 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 so worth it. And I just remember picking him up after being like, Max, if everyone knew that, even if it's like maybe like $2,000, like expensive, but if everyone knew for $1,000 with 2 weeks they can go and you literally have a new dog when you pick them up, they are so obedient, they listen to you, makes your whole life better and easier. And you know that they're safe. They're not going to run into the road after the car because they're going to listen to you. They're not going to like pick up some food off the ground really quick because they're food driven and they're allergic and or they're it's like toxic to them and then it like hurts. You know what I mean? Like having a well-trained dog is just so nice and important and not jumping on guests and not barking and not biting, like just being such a good dog. I'm like, if everyone knew how well this training worked, like them living with a trainer for 2 weeks, everyone would pay this amount of money, even though it's so much money. Like, I just think it's so worth it having a well-trained dog. He is just such a good boy. And I just feel like these specific like dog trainers. Oh, by the way, I went to this place, Off Leash Canine. It was like a Philly location because that's when we were in Philly. And they have, I know if you Google Off Leash Canine, they have a bunch of different programs all over the US. They probably have like day programs as well. Not sponsored. I'm like, they have this option. But I just happily, you know, spent the money because I was like, this is going to be so worth it. And it really was. And they also, I think, do like a therapy dog training program, which I've always wanted to do with Brody. So coming soon, potentially, because that's always been like a goal of mine to, oh my gosh, now I'm saying it out loud. I don't know if I've told you guys, like, I feel like I really have to because he is like so well behaved and just so sweet and so good. He just loves saying hi to everyone. I mean, he's a golden, it's in his blood. He's so friendly. And a dream of mine has always been able to like volunteer at a nursing home or hospital, whatever it is, do visits with him to like visit sick patients or elderly people, because I just know they would smile so big. That literally is another favorite thing of having a dog, is when I walk him around, like the smiles people give him and give me, and like people are just so much more friendly and chatty, and oh, you like meet so many more neighbors when you have a dog, and it's just like so nice. So anyway, that's that on training. And oh, you guys, she would also send us like pictures and videos, updates of him every day, and we would be like, he's so good. So that was great. It felt like the longest 2 weeks ever. I'm like, I can't wait to get him back, but so worth it. Okay, what else? He's always done kibble. If you guys want to know about food, this is so niche, but we're getting into it. Whatever his vet has recommended, we've just done that. Gets new flavors. If he's like over one, we're like, oh, he was doing chicken for a while. Now he likes the beef. Maybe we'll try the salmon, whatever. And I think now, a new thing we may start introducing is that like fresh delivery dog food, just to switch it up, you know, just to try it out, see if he likes that. I feel like you can really get into the weeds with researching about like dog food. Everyone has their own opinions. People are like, oh, that like fresh stuff is really what's best for them. And then other people are like, nah, it's not good. The kibble's best. And people are like, no, the kibble's not the best. So it's like, how are you supposed to know what to believe? Like everything is contradicting. Especially, I just remember before getting him, I was in the weeds researching every little thing. Food, I remember at that time, it's probably still like a hot topic of debate, was like a grain-free diet. And people were like, no, don't do the grain-free diet. That's actually so bad for them. It can cause all this slew of health issues. And then people were like, no, the grain-free diet works great for my dog. And then other people were like, no, for Golden, absolutely do not do a grain-free diet. And I'm like, I don't know. So I just had to go with what our vet said. I'm like, you know best. You're his literal doctor. Oh, and same with like the neutering. I remember deciding when to get him neutered. Like everyone had a different opinion. Like his breeder was like, do 2 years. My one friend that always had Goldens was like, we always did it at a year. Our vet was like, I want to do 8 months. So we're like, okay, we have to kind of like make our own decision here. So yeah, you just have to like go with your heart and what's best with your dog, make your decisions best you can, and also just with your vet, I would say. Yeah, don't drive yourself too crazy with the research, because you'll just find like contradicting stuff. I actually remember before we got him, for like hours on Amazon looking up, reading reviews on like poop bags and nail clippers and brushes and toys, like reading so many reviews, finding like the best ones. And I can link it in the show notes. Did a YouTube video when he's a puppy. That's probably even more helpful if you're thinking of getting a puppy, because now this is 4 years later, I'm forgetting things. But I did like very specific, like these are things that I bought before he's a puppy. These are all the things we use that I think is worth it. It was like a paw cleaner and just stuff like that. So yes, but don't like go too crazy with that. It's funny though, because now that I'm thinking about it, research I did back then, reviews I read, still have come in clutch, because you guys, these poop bags that I found on Amazon, so specific. But I was like, oh, I don't want them to be like light colored at all. I don't want to see through them. That'll make me like gag. I don't want them to be scented. I won't like that. But I want them to be like heavy duty. I don't want them to like rip. I want them to be good quality, but we're going to need to get a bunch at once. Like we're, you know, going to need them forever. So what's the deal? And this one like black poop bag roll that we get on Amazon comes in a huge box. We've ordered those so many times, they're the best ones. So I'm like, honestly, good thing I did my research. Anyway, but yeah, toys, treats, leashes, yeah. And I know I said I'm like getting into the specifics here, but I said this already, I just don't think people realize, maybe they do, and I didn't realize how much joy a dog will bring to your life. This is your sign, okay? If you've been thinking about it. I'm like trying to pressure you here. Only if you can handle it, of course. If you're like, no, Gretchen, I work way too much. I'm never going to be home. I can't give this dog the life it deserves. Okay, fine. And like financially, obviously, it's a financial responsibility. But I will say growing up with family dogs that were like our dogs, just having your own dog in your 20s hits diff. Like it's your baby, you know? And back to, I was saying like financial responsibility. I don't want to just skip over that. They really can be pricey. A lot of people, I feel like, will say that early on with the puppy stuff because, like, puppy shots, figuring it all out, getting all the things to set them up, getting, like, the bed, the crate, the food, the leash, it's, like, a lot of money paying for them up front. It's a lot up front, but I do feel like it gets better over time or almost more predictable because you're, like, okay, all the rounds of puppy shots, that's a lot up front. But then after that, you just start doing their, like, annual shots or, you know, their, like, heartworm, flea, and tick medicine. He's, like, tried different ones here and there. They're expensive, but obviously worth it and just a cost of having a dog, and you want to keep them healthy and happy and things like that. But oh, also didn't even say, because I think I said we crate train time as well, which I would really recommend. Very, very helpful. Those can be like pricey, and especially with a dog like a golden that are so teeny as a puppy, and then they get big. We had a little one, and then we ended up having to get a bigger one because he grew out of it. Oh, he was so little in his little crate, but they just grow so quick. And that was so helpful. I'm so happy that we stuck with that and we did that. It was like really hard at first as a puppy. They'll like cry like crazy. But once they get crate trained, I feel like maybe Goldens in specific or just like all dogs have this den instinct that they actually really learn to love it. That was our goal. I'm like, I want him to love it. I want him. That's his like own little space that he'll go into to relax. And so early on, you guys, even like a couple weeks old, he was probably like 10, 12 weeks old. We're like, where's Brody? We're eating dinner. We go look, he's like walking into the bedroom, puts himself in his crate. He's like putting himself to bed. He's like, I'm gonna like just go nap in here. Like, this is where I sleep. Like, I feel like he started to feel like it as his little den because we would just leave the door open during the day. So he would like come and go. And it wasn't like you're being punished, you're being put in here. It's like, oh, this is like your cozy little nook where you sleep. We'll put a little blanket over the top, make it like dark and cozy. It's like hard, especially when they're like cute little puppy. You wanna snuggle with them and sleep with them and stuff. But I just feel like it's so good for them to be crate trained, have their own space, especially if you're going to have to run out for an hour and know that they're like safe and good in there and not getting into something when they're not like perfectly trained yet and could get into something they shouldn't or rip up something, you know? And we probably didn't even let him out during the day out of the crate until maybe he was like 6 months old. I can't remember exactly, but that was definitely, he did not sleep with us at all until then. And I remember it was like such a learning curve. We're like, okay, now I feel like he's like pretty well trained. Like, we want him to sleep with us. We want this like big fur baby in here. And he was probably like 6 months old. And I remember all of us like not sleeping at first when we were doing that, because Brody was probably like, what the heck is going on? I don't sleep up here. I sleep in the crate. And me and Max were like sleeping with one eye open. We're like, what if we roll over on top of him and squish him and whatever? And now he sleeps with us and we love it. But he definitely never did as a puppy. And honestly, thinking back now, it's good that he didn't, because if there was this like 10-pound little teeny puppy next to me, I really think I would like squish them and be so scared and stuff. And also, I just feel like the crate is good. I remember our trainer was like, if the crate is little and like fits their size, they're really not gonna like pee in there because they aren't gonna like pee where they sleep, kind of thing. So I feel like it's good with that. But then if you like have them in the bed with you and they're not like potty trained, and then they would like pee on the cover, like, you don't want to do that. And oh, just thinking back, it was like tiring and a lot, but I just like miss those days. It was so fun. Him as a puppy, we would go to bed. I remember the first couple nights, you guys, Max slept on the ground next to the crate because Brody would whine, and Max would just lay on the ground next to him. He'd put a little pillow and blanket next to the crate and be like, it's okay, buddy, and would just like soothe him to sleep. And I think we had an alarm go off on our phone every like 2 hours or something to take him out because he's obviously so little. It'd be like 3 a.m. We'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm really half asleep. But like so worth it. Oh, I just miss him being teeny. So that's that. Also, another thing, I think I could talk about him all day long. I'm definitely like forgetting things, but I don't want this to be way too long because I just wanted this to be very niche, what you're saying, things you might not know. Bragging about why Brody is literally the best dog ever, why he's so well trained. No, but back to when they're puppies, socializing, and as an adult too, I just feel like having them be socialized is so important. I feel like that's another reason why he turned out such a good doggy. Is because even as a teeny tiny pup, you want to be really careful and they don't have all their shots. You don't want them to, you know, come in contact with something that can like hurt them. But I would say if you know these other dogs are up to date with their shots, like friends and family's dogs that you know, like you're good. And I just think them being socialized might even be more important than, no, not more important than the health, but like equally as important. So just be really careful, but also they need to be around other dogs, because when puppies like aren't around other dogs at all, I feel like that's when they can be bad dogs or like not good with other dogs, because they're not used to it. And I just feel like it like desensitizes them to other dogs. Desensitizing him to things has also helped a ton. I feel like why people are like, wow, he's such a good dog. He doesn't even react to other dogs or react to things, because he's been around so much. He's been in so many new environments. You guys asked about that too, or this comment did. Especially so well trained, he stays with friends, different environments that he's not used to. I think because he's been exposed to so much, he's been so adaptable. I actually remember the trainer he lived with would train him in the mall, would train him at Home Depot, like all these pet friendly places outside, like a boardwalk type of thing, because being around all these people, smells, environments, dogs, and still being able to be well trained and behave like makes them so good and not reactive, you know. So I feel like that's just so important and a good thing to mention, especially when they're not around other dogs. I feel like they can be scared sometimes, and that's always sad when dogs are really scared because they're not like socialized. So that's that. That's like, I guess, mostly what I had to talk about. And also, bottom line, I'm thinking back to when we first got him, being like, oh wow, okay, this, like, we're doing it. Like, I have to walk this thing every single day. He's relying on me. I have to feed him. I can't forget to feed him. Oh my gosh, I gotta be on a schedule. I gotta order the food on Chewy to make sure. Oh my gosh, what if I ran out of the food? What if he, but I remember being crazy when he was a teeny tiny puppy. I brought this tote bag with me everywhere, you guys, with an extra little bag of kibble, a water bottle, a little travel water bowl, wipes, treats. I brought everything with me. I don't know what it was like a diaper bag, but for like a pup, I don't know what I thought was gonna happen, but I always felt like I needed everything with me, or else, like, I don't know. I was just like, he's such a new puppy, like, he needs everything. And now I'm like, he has a leash, he's got a collar, he's good. We'll figure it out, a blankie, whatever. But I was so like, I need everything with me at first. And yeah, like I said, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to walk him every day. Like, it just, I felt like a lot of pressure. And then my mindset started to change, of like, I started to realize, I always talked about this when we first moved to Pennsylvania. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is like so much time out of my day every day. And I didn't ever really think that, but I was just like, oh wow, like, I have to do this every day. And then I started to think and reflect, Christian, your favorite times of day are when you're outside with Brody, like on a walk. Those are literally your favorite times of day that you look forward to. And just if you think of it, like, I guess the new restrictions on your life of like, you can't be gone from home for more than like, depends how old they are, like 5, 6, 7 hours. Can't be gone that long because you need to take the dog out. Having to walk them every day. And if you don't, you should. I walk Brody every day. That's like a non-negotiable. Like, if I don't get to walk him, I'm like, feel like a horrible person. I'm like, we have to. Even if it's like, we've been traveling all day, it's 10 p.m. I'm like, we're doing a loop. Like, he needs walk. He's a dog. Like, and it's good for him. It's also good for you. And so I just feel like all these things are like, oh, like, I have to do all this. You just start to think of it as like, oh my gosh, I get to do this. Like, they just make you so happy, so joyful. Literally force you to incorporate some kind of movement in your everyday life. If you are like struggling with that, you're like, oh well, I have to take care of this dog, I have to walk it. So then guess what, you're also getting a walk, and you're also outside in the sunshine moving, reaping the benefits as well. And if you're like, okay, I'm traveling, I have to set up like a dog sitter, bring them to my family, whatever, I just think they're so worth it. Like, all the little things that I remember being hard, especially if you have like two dogs, it's like, okay, now I gotta find someone to watch two dogs, or whatever it is, the things you have to sacrifice, I just think are not much into comparison. Like, oh, you have to come home early from the bar, whatever. Especially, like you said, in your 20s, getting your dog in your 20s. If you've had your fun early on in your 20s, I was only 22 when I had him, but I feel like I had my fun in college. Like, I was ready to not slow down, but slow down a little bit and like be responsible, have a dog, not have to come home at like 5 a.m. every night after the club. Like, I could come home to be with my dog. It's just so worth it. And I feel like I've seen a lot of TikToks like this. Getting your dog in your 20s, it's your soul dog. Like, that is going to be your heart and soul, especially probably your first dog on your own. And I'm gonna like cry thinking about this actually, but I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was like, when your soul dog in your 20s that you get because you you miss your childhood dog back home and you like graduate college, you get, this is your dog and he's like your heart and soul. And then you realize you like get engaged and get married and start having a family. And then your kids have this dog and it's their first childhood dog. I'm literally gonna cry thinking about it. That's so sweet. Like Brody was like everything in my young adulthood. Why am I gonna cry? And if he could like be around for like our kids and then that's their like childhood dog that they remember and he's gonna be like older, like that's gonna be so cute. I can't even say this but I guess it is worthwhile to mention, if you can't handle the fact that they will break your heart one day, I can't believe I'm saying that out loud, can't even think about it, then maybe it's like not for you. But no, also like, ugh, you guys know, been there, done that on the grieving journey. Grieved lots of people's lives that I've lost. But since dogs have a lot shorter of a life than a human, I can't even cry thinking about this. Guys, literally Brody's first birthday, I spent the whole day crying and Max was like, are you okay? You're nuts. Our son is one. He's not 10. And I'm like, yeah, but he's one and that means he's getting older each year. And that's 1 year closer to like, you know, when they have a lot shorter life than us, he won't last as long as us. Da, 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 da. And now we disagreed. We're like, we won't talk about it. He's going to be 80. He will live to 80 with us. Like that's what's gonna happen, because what in the heck. And I just feel like I always think about how if like families, the dad will always be like, no dog, oh gosh, no, we can never, that's way too much work, can't take care of it, whatever. And I think really the dad, what they always mean deep down is, I absolutely cannot handle this, because when this dog decides to depart earth one day, I will not be able to handle it, I will not be okay. So that's part of it too. But oh, what I was going to say is, I feel like people say the thing about grief, there's this one quote, it's like, it's better to have love and loss than to have never loved at all. I can't even say it. Why am I thinking about this? You guys, I'm nuts. I'm like starting this podcast like, woo, best day ever. And then I'm like, don't even think about losing your dog or you'll stop. Why am I thinking, okay, I need to collect myself. Why am I thinking about this? Okay. Deep breaths. It's okay. Brody, come cuddle me. Your mom's a nutball. But I guess that's good to be aware of, especially in your 20s. You will most likely outlive your doggy. And that's just a part of it. It's better to have loved than lost, and I've never loved at all, like I said. And the positives really outweigh the negatives, like all the joy that they bring you. I think another one I've heard is, how lovely is it that losing something is so hard, because the time that you had was so great. I'm butchering that, but you know what I mean? So that's that. Not to end on the most horribly sad note, but that's that on that. Owning a dog in your 20s, literally, we don't deserve dogs. Oh my god, they're the best thing in the whole world. I'm literally gonna go take him on a walk right now. He's my favorite thing in life. Oh frick. And also, like I'm saying, I'm like moving around each year in new places. It was so meant to be that we got Brody summer of COVID, because then that was the first year I lived with Max in his professional hockey, like, because his first season we did long distance. And then the first time I joined him moving somewhere new, I had Brody, and I was like, thank freaking gosh I got Brody with me, because moving somewhere new, meeting new friends in a new place, settling somewhere new is so scary, and having a dog with you, I'm just like, I'm good, like I got my home right here, like he's like a sense of home. Okay, sorry guys, maybe too, just like losing my dad in 2019 and then getting Brody, it just felt like a new chapter and a new fresh door opening after something so horribly sad. So getting deep here at the end. That's that. Go hug your dog right this freaking second if you have one. I need to stop crying. We're gonna go walk in the sunshine and get my mind right, and I'm gonna stop thinking about Brody life being shorter than mine. That's why I get sad too. I'm like, he's almost 4, and in dog years that's 28, and then that's older than me, and like I can't handle it. No, he's just a baby, he's just a teeny tiny baby. I always say me and him are going out notebook style, because I'm not gonna be able to handle, like I'm literally not gonna be able to handle it. Anyway, maybe we need another one day. I feel like my parents always did that. They would get another, especially if the first one is getting old, they're like, okay, we're not gonna really handle this, so time to get another dog to make, you know, when the first one decides to pass on, that it's a little less horrible. Because I just can't, I know I keep saying the joy they bring to your life, but I can't even describe, like, probably the number one thing is every time you walk in the door, there's someone that's so excited to see you, and Brody has to bring you a toy or a shoe, and he wiggles around and wags his tail so much, because just someone being so excited to see you every day makes all the difference in the world. And, like, take care of them, and just they rely on you, and it's just, they make you so happy. Anyway, I need to end this off here. I'm in my feels. Owning a dog in your 20s is so special. You, like, are finding yourself really in your 20s, you know, and having this dog alongside of you just through, like, every phase and chapter of growing up is, like, so special. I can't even think about it also being, like, if you have kids not too much later, like, it also could be their childhood dog. Like, that's so crazy to think about. Anyway, ending this off here. I need to sip it. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. That's that. And owning a dog in your 20s, some things you may not know. The tea on Brody. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.